Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2. 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 All right, all right, all right. Samia. By the rivers of Babylon, we found our brothers here. Whoa. But they can't hear it. But they can't hear it. We be. Oh, y'all didn't hear it, huh? There you go. Going through the whole song and they didn't give it to you. Sorry about that. Whoa. What hell, the water still. Cubans from Puerto Rico, Nepali from the Isles of Hawaii. By the rivers of Babylon, we found our brothers here. Whoa. Let's jump right in. Let's jump right in, brothers and sisters. I'm Elder Ricard Ciar. As you know, from the Gathering of Christ Church, we're here, and I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank you, brothers and sisters, for working with me during my my small hiatus. Okay, there's a lot I've been dealing with, of course, you know, and you stuck in there with me, and I thank you, and I really appreciate all the support that we've gotten through this tough ordeal, okay, that I've gone through with my family and everything. Thank you for supporting and everything, and I hope what we bring in forth will continue to grace and help you and your family through Jacob's trouble, okay? There's a lot of things that are going to come that each individual in this earth, especially those who believe, would need to endure, okay? We're going to all endure hardships and as long as we have each other and above all the Most High in Christ, we'll get through, right? Now, I want to jump right in because someone sent me this and I thought it was quite interesting about a priest. He was an Orthodox priest who ended up taking the vaccine or the inoculation. So there was a testimony of what happened to this priest, all right? And but before we do that, before I do that, let me first talk about this brother here. Let me first talk about this brother here, if I may. All right. Here's a brother, okay? The report, this report is from Sahara Reporters, where he made a statement, Pastor Chris Okoki. Those who take the COVID-19 vaccine have agreement with Satan, the pastor stated. He also stressed that the vaccine against the coronavirus would turn those who have taken it into vampires that suck other people's blood for sustenance. Okay? Now, that's his take on the particular vaccine, right? Now, all in all, at the end of the day, regardless of how outlandish someone would claim his statements are, those statements have led him, or that thought process has led him into knowing for him and his family and his church, they're not to deal with anything because the Most High in Christ or the Bible doesn't corroborate such activity when it comes to healing. All right? So it says the preacher asserted that anyone who takes it, you see, they're going to continually, folks, stay on what would deem outlandish statements made by the pastor. They tried to have him come off as some type of kook, some type of nut, right? He also stressed that the vaccine against the coronavirus would turn those who have taken it into vampires that suck other people's blood for sustenance. Okoti said this in a viral video in which he said he was explaining the spiritual mystery surrounding the drug. Now, listen, I don't know. Listen, all I know is it's coronavirus all day, right? It's sickness and coronavirus. That's all the conversations everybody, and I've made it my understanding, my choice. I don't want to hear about none of that crap anymore, straight up. Because if we let that take up residence in our mind, that's Satan in our temple. I'm done with it. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. I don't care who tests positive. I don't care who tests negative, because I know all of these are tricks by the devil to have people go against each other. I'm done with it. I don't want to hear about no one getting sick. I don't hear about none of this crap anymore. I'm done with it. This has nothing to do with the Most High. Now, outright, what I do know, regardless of what you can say about this man, listen, what I do know, according to the corporate side that's pushing the vaccine. Now, who's going to trust the corporations anyway? That's first and foremost. Or the pharmaceuticals anyway. But all I know is regardless of what they're putting out there, at the end of the day, vaccine is the solution to whatever they put out there. So this was the plan from the beginning. This was the plan from the very beginning, how to move a campaign that they would get something in someone's bloodstream. Now, here's a priest, an Orthodox priest, a white man, with a testimony on him trusting the pharmaceutical witchery, sorcery, the corporation over the God or Christ that he committed his life to as a priest. And that's what's ridiculous about it. And that's the power of the campaign, folks. Not to say, I don't know how faithful this guy is to his particular belief or whatever the case is, but that tells us, that gives us the power, that gives us the understanding of the power of mainstream media, which is really the mouthpiece for Satan himself. It's the Antichrist communication that even a man who have devoted himself to a priesthood would say, you know what, I think I need to do this without conferring with my Savior first. And say, so they can call that black guy a nut job and all that and try to point out some of the outlandish words that came with him, you know, stating why he's not going to do it. Right? But all in all, that black pastor had enough sense to say, you know what? No, thank you. I'm not going to take something preemptively for something that I might get. And it's not going to stop me from getting it. is not going to stop me from spreading it, but it will only do what? Help me with symptoms? And how do we know that the symptoms would have been worse? There's no data to figure out, well, when you get a sickness, it probably would have been worse if you didn't take this. When there's other components, including spiritual, that comes with this particular shot. So let's hear real quick what this priest went through who eventually took the vaccine. It's a publication, his own testimony. Now, Fireball says something is different with Omicron. See, this is showing you the power of Satan's media. Okay, you wouldn't have called it Omicron unless the media told you that Omicron was a variant. See? When all colds mutate, but they just never gave you the name of each mutation. There's nothing different outside of them spraying the skies, making the temperatures where they're not freezing to a degree where it kills the cold before it gets to people. There's nothing different going on. They're spraying the skies and causing sicknesses. That's the difference. There is nothing different about an Omicron. People are getting colds. Okay? But by you stating that and by you internalizing that, we make it more real than that's right. We bring forth what? The reality of it. That's the power of their magic or craft. If they would not have talked about Omicron and its potency and all that, then people wouldn't be repeating it. So understand the power we have by believing what they're saying and internalizing it, and understand the power of sickness once you believe it. Okay? And one thing I learned about the power of Christ and healing. When you begin to discard this crap and understand it for what it is, you begin to feel better. He said, what? Listen, after he got the inoculation, listen. We did a ceremony in a lodge in America for the inoculation. They did a ceremony in the Masonic lodges first. In 2019, before rolling this out, this is what the demon told the priest. Those who received the inoculation will not be able to repent. Read. Because I'm in, let's see it. He says, because I'll be inside of them. The mRNA, which is the new component which makes this not a vaccine, but something else, now allows something to go into the cells to replicate itself, to change the person, where they're merging with an outside being, Satan himself. Hmm. with the blood of the aborted, with the blood of the aborted fetuses. Listen to this. Now that's deep, brothers and sisters, because this video was uploaded September 24th, 2021. When this thing first came out in 2020, this whole hoax, that's what it is in a nutshell. The greatest hoax played on the earth outside of telling people that Christ was a white man. But anyway, when it first came out, you had many jumping out of an airplane claiming that this was the mark of the beast, and I told them, no. This is a prelude. This is segueing into the mark of the beast. So he's being told, like, well, no, this is not the mark of the beast. Listen. But it's the same thing I said without even knowing none of this stuff. Because the mark of the beast is clear. No one will be able to buy or sell in the earth without it. People are getting vaccinated and still buying and selling. Okay? Those that didn't get vaccinated are still buying and selling. Okay? Let's hear that again. And that's what it is. Will lose their light. Lose their light, like what was presented before this in a Pentagon brief, that they would actually use a vaccine that would destroy the God gene in a person, right? The God gene. Okay, they would try to do what? Block. Hold on. They would attempt to block our spiritual connection through our temple, which is in our minds. This is where our spirits are. Block that connection between us who believe and the God who's continually communicating with us. Destroying the God gene with a ridiculous choice. Okay? A vaccine have never stopped anyone from getting a disease. It's some of the most ridiculous, stupid science in the history of science. It's a straight lie, all of it. Exactly. The priest has been weakened spiritually, where any other time, based on his piety and connection with God, okay, demons feared him. Now, folks, I don't know, somebody out there saying, well, hold up, a lot of these Greek Orthodox priests and whatever the case is, a lot of these guys are dealing with false paganism and false whatever the case is. But I'm going to tell you, there are people who truly have faith and believe in these other sects out there who don't know anything, who haven't come to the knowledge of where we are right now, whom demons fear. There are people who go into the priesthood with a pure intent on serving God, all right? So I'm going to tell you, these demons once feared him, but through the vaccine, now the demon can come and kiss his hand. The demon no longer fears the power of Christ or the power of God that this priest once obeyed. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. You know what? That's a great point. If it's good and it's needed for one's health, why would you make it mandatory? You would leave it on the people who don't realize its value to get the good stuff or die under that choice. Right? Believe me, if it was something good, they wouldn't have to force it. They wouldn't. Matter of fact, if it was good, only the elite would have it. And guess what? No one would be advertising for the lowest and poorest people in the world to get it. Okay? That's a contradiction, a societal contradiction. I've never seen them advertise something that would benefit our people or poor people in general. It doesn't matter, irregardless of race. Right? So that's a good point he just made, though. Why is it mandatory? Why is it being pushed? Why this and why that? Listen, if it's good, then let the people who respect what it is get it, and let those who decide not to suffer the consequences for not getting it. Okay? And suffer the consequences, I mean, I'm talking about chest. And if they run into the sickness, it's up to them whether or not their body will recover or have less or more severe symptoms. Let that be on the individual. We don't need government coming in saying, well, take something so that you won't feel as bad if you run into it. That's stupid. Exactly. Okay. Okay, we don't know about the John the Baptist thing, but, you know, but I get your drift, my brother. Now, jumping right in, I'm gonna prove to you how ridiculous all of this is and how people are immediately triggered into the belief systems of this straight garbage that they're pushing. Delta, the variant, Delta. Everyone became experts of Delta because the media told them about Delta. Right? But when people started to die down, when the hype started to die down, right? And people started to see that it's not really what they're saying and all that, because they really, the power structure is actually banking on the spontaneous, the spontaneous reaction that comes with introducing a new variant. That's what they're banking on. Oh, Delta, Delta, Delta. But then it started to die down. And all of a sudden, but Omicron, Omicron. Everybody become the Omicron experts now, right? And so what happened with Delta? What happened with Delta being the all to end all? And some would say when it came to what was going on during the Delta situation, people were dealing with more severe symptoms and dying and all of that under Delta compared to what they call Omicron. But it's what you would call corporate marketing. Psychological corporate marketing. And soon as the stilo or the hype of Omicron from your media dies down, they're going to come with another one. And they're going to come with another one. And they're going to come with another one. And it's up to you to realize how much you want to be engaged in this straight nonsense. I rather believe in Christ. Oh, no, that's Omicron. Oh, yeah, listen, you don't know nothing about Omicron but what they're saying. And if they would have said it, you wouldn't be repeating it. It's ridiculous. All of it is ridiculous. Let me read this real quick. Again, this is Christ. Watch and pray, Matthew 26 and 41. Watch and pray. So through who eyes we should be watching? CNN, MSNBC, Fauci, Bill Gates, right? Through whom eyes? The CDC? The CDC says this. The CDC says that. Who cares what they say? The Bible tells us Christ says watch and pray. We should be watching through the prophecies contained in the book, not according to what the devil's doing. The devil is a trickster, and he's only trying to push enough buttons to get people to acquiesce and fall to their knees and get this stuff in them to where now, that's right, he's in your body. He's in your temple. So we must watch through the lens of heaven. We watch through heaven's lenses. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak, and what is the media doing through psychological inundation? Beating down on the people. Okay, this is what you call psychological torture to a degree where they'll push a button and someone would say, well, finally, I'm tired of it. Let me go get this stuff. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with any variant or anything else. It's about getting this stuff in people and using this whack psychological deal so that people can talk who don't know their head from a hole in the ground to each other talking about, yeah, I'm a crying. It's all ridiculous. Acts 14 and 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra. This is the Bible. Here's the lenses I'm looking through. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Acts 14 and 9. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. So Paul perceived, you know what, I think this guy know that he has something in him that can heal him. He has faith. Said with a loud voice, stand up. Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Because the healing process was within the people, within that person already. See, but the media and Satan's system don't want you to understand the power that's already in you. So they'll continually to inundate your mind with sickness. Okay? And unbalance. You'll be hearing about bald-headed children, St. Jude's, sicknesses, mental health. So what they're doing is they're tilting the scales to make you think more so towards sickness than the power that's in you to heal. Right? And a lot of people are falling for it. Matthew 9:27, and then I'll open up the calls here. And when Yeshua departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Yeshua saith unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? Do you believe I can do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And not according to what I'm going to do for you. He touched their eyes and said, well, according to your faith, be it unto you. Use what was in you. Believe that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that was sent into your mother's womb that made you a living soul, believe that Spirit in of itself has the power to give sight. They believed, and immediately, brothers and sisters, could see. See, Satan don't want you to know the power Christ has in you. It's in you. But if they inundate you with all these, oh, another variant, this is what you call psychological pressure, psychological torture, where you can't even think straight, being inundated with demonic psychological torture. See? So now you're thinking more so on that instead of kicking in with the Spirit the Most High has given you. And through that, it makes people unbelievers. People who walk without faith, who are seeing things through this satanic stupor opposed to the Most High. And it's up to you to realize whether or not you want to be pressured with all the nonsense that will not end under Satan. It's up to you. But me, I'm free. I'm free from all this garbage because I know what they're doing. When Omicron slows up, they're going to come with some other garbage. Oh, man. Did you see the Iron Man variant? Man, the Iron Man variant. You thought Omicron was something. But the Iron Man variant, man. I'm going to tell you, man, this thing is busting out, man, and it wasn't like the Delta or the Omicron. It's never going to stop, folks. And you know why? Because we are taking it in and giving it life. If the people didn't respond to any of this, they would just, whatever recourse would they have. But we begin to repeat the talking points. Well, what are they saying on CNN? What do they say? Oh, yeah, because, yeah. And then the doctors will come on who are straight demons and try to break it down on, well, this is how this particular variant is different than that variant. Listen, I had a cold before. Okay? And I think people have forgotten the symptoms. This is how deep the psychological stupor is. They've forgotten that you've had worse colds before 2020 than what you've been experiencing right now. When you're coughing out green stuff and don't even know if you're going to live. You remember those things? And I think people have been so inundated that they've forgotten that, you know, people get colds. They've forgotten that people die, okay? It happens. That's the power of Satan's psychological inundation through media. So it's up to you. You want to live a freer life under Christ and understand the power of healing. And know that the devil have no power over life or death, but the Most High himself. You will decide whether or not you're going to walk in fear, okay, and just be scared of everything you see, or stand in faith and utilize the spirit that's in you through Christ when it comes to healing. The more you believe this stuff exists, the sicker you will become. Okay? And that's what's called the what? The nocebo effect. The nocebo effect. Hey, if you believe you're getting sick, if you believe it's out there, eventually you're going to exhibit what? A symptom. Right? If I get a cold, you're going to experience a symptom. If I get a cold, you know what it is? It's a darn cold. That's what it is, period. Now, the placebo effect works in the reverse, where if you believe you're healed, if you take some medication, even if it isn't medication for your particular symptoms or sickness, if you believe that particular pill is healing you and you're healed, that's the placebo effect, where your mind and spirit actually healed in belief of what? The medication that was taken. See, and that's the power that Christ was talking about, where you start drawing from what's in you and say, you know what? I'm healed already. Whether it's Christ or the placebo effect, and saying, you know what? Well, this pill healed me. Now your spirit can kick in and do the rest, right? So because I understand how this thing works and what Satan is planning to do, I don't want to be engaged in none of this stupidity they call COVID or anything else, coronavirus, going forward, because I understand what it is. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Now, let me now open up the calls. We have someone been waiting on for a while, 412 area code. We'll take your call first. 412 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm blessed by the best. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm just listening to this stuff that you're bringing forth, and I'm just like, all I keep thinking is just Isaiah 14 and 12, how he followed how son of Lucifer, and you know, how he's just taking control over people's minds with psychological warfare. Mm-hmm. And then there was a video that I came across that I wanted to share with you. My sister, she came up, she showed me it. It's on YouTube. It's the biotech CEO admits that he's not legally allowed to take the vaccine.
Yeah, they know.
So it came from his own mouth.
Yeah. See, but you know what? They've been telling the truth concerning all of this. So, but our people are not, the mainstream media hasn't picked up on it. See, what part of their lesser magic is to tell the people, let them know the truth before rolling it out. So even Fauci said the whole time that masks don't stop anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can find Fauci saying that masks will never stop a disease That's really broken down and enters microscopically through anything, let alone a mask. He said that that Fauci at one time outright said that the vaccines will not stop people from getting sick. He said that.
Mm-hmm.
And that the vaccines will not stop people from spreading the disease. He said that. But that lets you know what's going on with the mentality of the people. The whole thing is they want people COVID all day, every day, so you're not thinking straight. Okay? It's all ridiculous. And it really has as much life as a person gives to it. But go on. I give you the last word.
Oh, no, that's all I wanted to bring forth to you. That's all I wanted to bring forth.
Thank you, sister. I really appreciate it.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. It's been great talking. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right. All right. The next person in the queue we have, and thank you for your patience holding on, 786 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Elder. I called in a few times before. My name is Brother Rudy. I was a brother that you talked to from China a year ago, I think.
Oh, how are you doing, man? Are you still over there, or?
No. I left right away. I went over to Thailand and spent some time over there, too.
Okay, are you still in Thailand, or?
No, I left there also.
So where are you? You're all over the place, man.
Yeah, because I'm actually I'm right north of Greece right now.
Okay, well, you can keep that to yourself. I'll write your number down and we'll talk to me.
Okay. That interview that you just played, it was really interesting. I was thinking about how you said that the jab kind of lessens the light, and it made me think about in second Ezra's, where it talks about the different orders of the different orders of how we have to deal with things. It's I have it right here. If you don't mind, I could just read it 1 second.
Go on. Let me get your name again, brother.
Rudy, R-U-D-Y.
Rudy. Yeah, okay. All right, go on.
It says, first of all, they shall see with great joy the glory of him who receives them, for they shall have rest in seven orders. The first order, because they have striven with great effort to overcome the evil thought that was formed within them. So it made me think, you know, we strive every day against these evil thoughts, and you know, every day is a battle, and, you know, we have the power of Christ now. And, you know, with that medical procedure, going, you know, the darkening our light, we have no hope. We would have no hope at that, you know, with darkening the light within us. And also I wanted to say that, you know, sometimes if people might lose hope with everything that's going on, but we have to remember that, you know, Christ already won. You know, he already defeated this. You know, the game's already over. It's just a matter of time before, you know, the kingdom comes. So just wanted to share that.
Hey, brother, it's right on. And through the Holy Spirit real quick, when you said that, something popped up in my mind. And I'm like, yo, now it's coming around full circle, right? In the book of Ezra, it talks about that malignant root that'll cause people to do, even though the right thing is in their mind, it'll more so lean people into dealing with, you know, wrong. The malignant root that Christ would take away, right? So since Satan introduced that to our mother and father, which was the first poisoning, the tree of good and evil, it only makes sense that at the very end that they would put something, they would make it a campaign worldwide to put something in a person that can actually do what? Magnify or connect to that malignant root. That malignant
right.
and magnify the power of Satan or darkness
right.
in a person opposed to the righteousness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking into that because that's deep. What would Satan do?
That's
he
deep.
Would tap into that malignant root. And scientifically, they're able to do so with this vaccine, I believe. Thank you, my brother.
Can I
really
just share one more thing?
Okay, and I'm going to be calling you too, brother. I want to speak to you. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I just wanted to share. Have you seen the new Matrix movie?
I'm going to.
Oh man, there's a great part in there.
Don't say nothing. Don't be. Don't say nothing. All right.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next week. I'll probably see it tonight. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Was it a good movie compared to the others?
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. You know, and there's a great part in there that kind of like, you know.
That's all. Yay or nay?
That's all.
Thank you. Yay or nay?
It's good.
All right, Rudy. I don't want to spoil things. I'm gonna put you on old. It's like I'm just playing. All right. Bless you. I'm gonna call you up, Rudy. Sorry about that. Let's see. 704 area code. 704 area code. You have your hand raised with no response here, right? Come on now. Maybe they went to the bathroom or something. I don't know.
Shalom, Elder.
All right. You're here. Okay. Talk to me. Shalom.
How you doing, Elder Ricard?
I am blessed by the Almighty. Time's yours.
I have a question that I want to ask you about healing.
Yes.
Based on topic that you had talked about earlier before the blog talk.
Yes.
You were speaking more understanding about healing.
Yes.
I've been trying to get some answers about my eyesight for over pretty much every year almost.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, every year since when?
Since I've been born.
Okay, one moment. You're 25 years old. You've been having sight issues since your birth. Now, even though they probably said it was something genetic, did they attribute that to a vaccine? Were your parents vaccinated at birth?
No, I wasn't. I was
okay.
A Christian.
No, I'm not asking you your belief. I'm talking about, because when you go into a hospital, your parents did deliver you, or your mother delivered you in the hospital, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it doesn't matter your religion, your religious persuasion or belief system when in a hospital. Your parents make a decision. Usually, they're coerced or made to believe that vaccines are good and it's a good thing for parents to do, right, at birth. So what I'm asking is, do you know whether or not your mother allowed them to vaccinate you, or you don't know at birth?
I'm not sure.
Exactly. Because 9 times out of 10, sister, that's what you're suffering from, the vaccinations at birth. Okay. But go on. I'm listening. Go on.
But, yeah, I was
Is there any other are there any other conditions you've been fighting with or struggling with outside of the blindness?
My right side of my body.
Your what?
My right side of my body is...
All right. Right side of the body. Hold on. And how long you been dealing with that?
This same thing.
You mean, so all of this is from birth?
From birth.
So it's clear, sister, that you were vaccine damaged as a child. Chemically vaccine, you've been damaged. One thing I know is that this is, and I'm going to give you my example, and then I'm going to ask you, what would you like from us, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to pray for you, right? And we're going to see if some of what Truman Herbs has can help you when it comes to your organs or whatever the case might be on the health side of things, okay? And you have to wonder whether or not your diet is contributing, exacerbating some of the issues and won't allow your body to naturally heal itself. All of those components are to be examined, right?
Yes,
I remember when myself, this is why they're pushing more and more towards vaccines before a child is able to speak. This is why I've been pushing since to try to really do it at birth, right? Because when I was a child, I think around 4 or 5 years old, I remember, my mother took me to get a vaccination. It was a sister, this big black sister with a white nurse thing on, gave me a vaccine. 24 hours later, I couldn't breathe. It was like someone was standing on my chest. I don't care what anyone tell me. I know she shot a sickness in me. Back then I was running. Listen, even though I was good in sports coming up and all that, even before that, I was a very vibrant toddler, okay? And it slowed me up. It slowed me up. And next thing you know, they took me to the hospital. My father took me to the hospital and wondered what's going on after I was just been taken to the doctor by my mother. And they told my father, because he was working, and he took me to the hospital or the doctor and said that, well, your son's been diagnosed with asthma. That's what they told my father. Well, yeah, he'd been diagnosed with asthma, and he asked, well, where did this come from? We don't have that in my family. They told him it was genetic. It wasn't no darn genetic. They just shot me with a vaccine that ended up harming me, okay? On top of that, I started getting stigmatism in my left eye, which my sight started dimming in one of my eyes to where when I went to school, I needed glasses. So we know for sure that these vaccines cause not only health issues, on top of regular health issues, it causes eyesight issues also, okay? And that's my personal testimony, right? These vaccines, talking about polio, rubella, and all that, they don't have nothing to do with that garbage. It's about putting something in us that's attacking us, that will give us a lower quality of life, eugenics, killing our people. And the majority of people that we're helping heal and transitioning through their sicknesses, the majority of things we're healing now are our people and others who were vaccine damaged coming up as children, right? Well, okay, so you say, now are you partially blind or fully blind?
I always have to wear glasses to see.
Okay, so you're partially blind. So, and you have some type of what? Muscular issues on your right side? Sort of like if a person experienced a stroke, like type deal? Yeah, because obviously the same way when someone has a stroke system, they lose, you know, power over the extremities on either side, that's usually showing that something happened in the brain. And this is what these vaccines do. They attack the brain, and now you probably exhibited as a child a stroke. Okay? Usually when someone says, usually it's the brain that causes a stroke or an attack on the brain, whether it be something happens where there's a swelling of the brain or the brain is bleeding or something like that. And usually this is what happens with vaccines. Go on.
My parents said the back of my eyes was bleeding.
Exactly. Sister, all this is vaccine damage. And it lowered the quality of life. This is what they do. These deceivers and liars, vaccine damaged you. So let's not deal with that. Let's get to the solutions in the matter, right? Because they made it ambiguous under some vaccine through some straw people at a doctor's office so that no one can ever put two and two together, all right? And then they made it mandatory for you to continue to get vaccines if your parents wanted you to get an education, which doesn't help your matter, right? So let's get to the answers. Number one, you have to first believe that Christ can heal you because the healing power is in all of us. You have to, now you've been explained the origin of where it came into. You no longer, it came into you and it wasn't your fault. You're no longer dealing with the ambiguity and confusion that comes with your sickness because you understand the origin of it. So the next thing is that I'm going to write your number down and I'm going to have Truman Burse contact you because he's a natural herbologist and he can let you know what natural herbs can work for your eyes, can help your eyes, because there's natural things you can take, and if you do it for a long period of time, it can begin a healing process for when it comes to your eyes and as well as your extremities. What are the herbs that can help someone who's exhibited a stroke, right? Who've been brain damaged, who had brain hemorrhaging or whatever the case is. Well, there's herbs that can begin a process in that. But all in all, you got to also make sure that your quality of life, I mean, that your eating habits are right, and you have to worry about, you have to walk sin-free, all right? So let me have your name.
I have a Hebrew name, actually.
You have a what?
A Hebrew name.
Okay, what is it?
Kukum.
Kukum?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you, Kukum. What we're going to do, I wrote your name down, and someone will be reaching you to try to help you with some of these issues, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you for calling, and I pray that you'll be healed, sister, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Place you on hold, yes?
Yep.
All right, and we have 302 area code. We only have a room for a few more. We'll be done in 10 minutes. Shalom.
Yeah. Yes, Elder, this is Sister Lydia from Delaware. Bless you,
yes.
Elder.
Thank you. Bless you.
This is no coincidence about this topic today, this mind and spirit over sickness. And I was watching a video yesterday about Dr. Bishop Truman Burse, and he spoke about a lot of powerful herbs. And I visit his website today, and I want to thank you for that video that I came across yesterday.
Okay. What video you came across yesterday?
I came across Dr. Bishop Truman Burse.
Okay. Truman Burse isn't a bishop.
Well, that's what it says.
Okay, well. But he is obviously he's a minister of healing when it comes to herbs. He's an expert at that. But go on.
Oh,
a bishop,
wow,
is over,
okay,
at church. But hey.
Okay. Well.
But he's a minister in his own right when it comes to understanding what herbs it takes to heal. But go on.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I started taking the cayenne pepper and the fresh garlic yesterday, and I tell you, because I'm trying to detox off of high blood pressure medication, you know. I've been on it for a very long time, and it causes some side effects for my
body. Listen, another deceptive way into harming our people. We were never supposed to be put on high blood pressure medication. Because high blood pressure isn't a sickness.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with high end emotional scenarios, your blood pressure goes up.
So what do you think
would be high end in a community where people are getting shot, selling drugs, you're worried about your children, don't know how
anxiety.
The bills are going to get paid. So
yes.
Anxiety. So here it is. What goes on in our community, we're high blood pressure people by default based on our environment. That's not a sickness. You solve the issues and the blood pressure goes down. But they was able to make that a sickness, which is utterly ridiculous. Diabetes isn't a sickness, okay? Diabetes isn't a sickness. Diabetes is what? A mineral and vitamin deficiency. If you eat nothing but McDonald's and Burger King and KFC, you got a vitamin deficiency because you're eating poison. So that's not a sickness. So they was able to create these things in a society and create some artificial sicknesses so that now when someone goes to come into the doctor's office, you go, oh, yeah, your blood pressure up, man, up through the ceiling, not realizing you just had a knockout, drag-out argument with somebody in your family. So I feel sorry that you were able to fall for the lie that you had high blood pressure. But once you're on the medication, it's hard to come off of it because the pharmaceuticals made it where your body, it's a brain thing that happens where you become dependent on it due to the chemicals in your brain. So this is how they get you addicted, so to speak, to a poison that they know is killing you. Because if you artificially lower in your pressure, that means your heart is slowing up. So that means your heart is not dealing with its original rhythm, right? So all of this is utterly—it's straight eugenics. It's straight depopulation. So if I were you, I mean, you would go to your doctor and say, "I want off of this. I need to be weaned off of this." Now, doctors usually don't want to do it because they get kickbacks for people on statins, high blood pressure, diabetes, all the killer medications is where the doctors make the most money. Vaccines, diabetes, and high blood pressure. So you have to let them know, I don't want none of this no more. Wean me off of this. And what they can do is they'll give it to you in doses till your body is compensated. Your brain begins to compensate and not need the chemical as much. And then eventually, I've known people who've came off this altogether, but I give you the last. Go ahead. I give you the floor. Come on. I'm sorry about that, but I wanted to make sure I put that out there. They lied to us. There's no such thing as a sickness as high blood pressure. It's a lie.
Yes.
But go on.
That's the reason why they ask you so many questions in the doctor's office about your family history. And then everything that they take down, they bring it right back to you at the next visit, you know. And so, you know, they'll tell you, you know, well, your father had it, your sister had it, your brother had it, so you're going to have it, you know. And that's a lie. That's a lie. And so
yeah.
I tried, you know, I'm weaning myself off of it now with the cayenne pepper and the fresh.
I would suggest you do something outside of at least speaking to your doctor about it, right? So even if you're using a natural stuff that's not that's really natural, that you know that's in your cupboard, you don't even need to discuss that piece with your doctor. But I wouldn't suggest you say I'm weaning myself off, and you haven't consulted with the doctor to say, well, okay, I want off of this, okay? Because there are chemical imbalances that can happen, but you've done this for yourself. You have the right to do whatever you want for yourself. What have been the outcome that you have noticed with your decisions?
Well, clarity for one thing.
Okay.
I'm a lot aware of my surroundings, and I don't sweat like I used to because those pills make me sweat a lot, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, I've tried this in the past, weaning off you know, going into my doctor's office, you know, telling her that what was the side effect from the medication. And, yes, she weaned me off. She had me to break the pill down until there were no more pills, and then that was it. So, it has a lot to do with my diet as well, you know, processed foods and things like that. You know, I'm seeing a dietitian right now, so and doing these things, you know, you have to come out of pocket if you want to feel better, you know. So I'm with
sister,
the dietitian.
Sister, not really. We had a greater quality of life in the hood with no money. Growing up, we understood the value of health, okay, when it comes to what? You got it, quality of life. Men and women, our young kids, we had gym. We would run. We would exercise, even beyond the gym. When we were out of school, we would do what? We would deal with activities that were active. We kept our bodies in shape. It doesn't take any money at all to find a track and run around it. You can go down to your nearest area where there's a waterfront, and you'll see people jogging there. It doesn't cost anything. So it really comes down to somewhere our people got lax. We got lax and we got lazy. So it doesn't cost anything to have a better quality of life, right? It's making a commitment to ourselves and to the only temple that the Most High is going to give us to say, you know what? I owe myself this. I owe myself a better quality of life, right? Your turmeric and your garlic doesn't cost any much. It doesn't cost much. And it's doing way better than your so-called statins. To be able to get up and jog and make one step, start walking and eventually jogging and put a plan out there for yourself with a better quality of life, eating solids and things of that nature, clean fish, clean caught fish, and, you know, discipline. That's all it takes.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say sometimes some people need help to, you know, to give them that push, you know?
Listen, that's always a plus to have someone push us. I'm not saying that, but at the end of the day, the onus is on the individual. And if there's no one to push you, what does that mean? Does that mean I sit on my laurels and not get it done? Suppose there's no one there. Okay? So, sister, let me go. I got to go to the next call. At the end of the day, it's on us to say, you know what? Let me write down a plan for what's best for me, and let's start this. Let me start walking. Let me start drinking water. Let me start eating right, and not believe that my quality of life can be directed through getting a pill. 9 times out of 10, if you do the right thing according to the Almighty on the outside of the doctor's office, you won't need a doctor, right?
Right, right.
All right. Well, thank you, sister. And I really appreciate your call. Very informative. I'm sure this call is going to be helpful for others. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you, sister. And let me tell you, this is no indictment or saying that I wasn't calling her anything. I'm just saying we as a people in general. I grew up in the hood, all right? And I understand the difference about how people today don't value the health of their bodies like I seen coming up, right? And aren't encouraged to say, well, hold up, you're getting a little wide out there and you're not, you know what I mean? It used to be people weren't offended when someone told them, hey, you're getting fat. Fat leads to sicknesses. Sicknesses lead to putting pressure on your family to have to carry you because you don't have discipline. It was a time we were able to tell each other the truth without someone getting offended, all right? 757 area code. Shalom.
Hey, Shalom, Elder. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Can't complain. This is Brother Andre Rashad from the Virginia Body. First, I have to say it's a blessing to have you back, man. I know you've been
it's a blessing to be back.
Yeah. Word. I know he was going through a lot. We was praying for you. I was bothering AC almost every week. Like, how the elder doing? Is he good?
Thank you.
Good to have you back. I just called in to say I was having a conversation with Elder Aria from the Texas Body of Course, and she was giving me some wisdom on ways that young men should move within the church. I was following GSCC way back since 2010. I'm 26. I've been following since I was about 14 years old. And
okay.
I think one of the things that brothers, when we first get in truth, we want to be, I'm not going to say we want to be elders, but we want to boast ourselves up. We want to be the one to bring everybody that we know in the truth, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Forgive my dog. I guess she has something to say. Forgive her. I'm going to go into a different room, but
no problem.
One thing I learned in the conversation with Eldaria, and of course, just working in truth, being baptized in the church, trying to be diligent and serve my purpose. I think what we find out is, like you said, we all have a role to play. And the biggest mistake as a brother we can do is try to play somebody else's role.
Yeah.
I'm great in health. I'm a musician. I'm a great singer. I'm a great drummer. And those things help the body. And the biggest mistake that a lot of us young brothers make is we try to take somebody else's talent and say, okay, I can be a teacher, I can do all these things. But like you said, we have to come in as a servant first, because the greatest among you shall serve. And one thing that the elders are great at is just serving. You guys lead, but you serve every week. And
yeah.
I watch all of these Patreon updates. I watch all these videos. And it's a service. It's a just do service. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, praise the Most High. That's what it is, the service.
That's what it is. And I think I'm just calling in to say thank you. I agree with everything you said about the vaccine. At my job, I'm the only one I'm vaccinated. I actually give
Good.
Health talks once a week. Part of my job is to give health presentations. And I try to slide truth in there as much as possible, but, you know, it's pretty difficult in our system. But I just really called in to say thank you guys for being servants, because you set the perfect example for young brothers like myself who are in truth trying to find our way. Like I said, I believe I found my gifts, but there's more that I can do, but I have to be a servant first. And I always have to
be a servant. Okay, that's why the Bible says wait on your ministry. But whatever you're doing now, it's what's needed. And guess what?
Absolutely.
Hey, like I said, when I first started, when I learned the truth, I thought, I seen the teacher there. I'm like, I don't need to do, they already doing the job. I'm not worried about that. Little did I know. Only thing I wanted to do, I was just trying to find out what niche I can find inside the whole thing to help support what they were doing.
Yeah.
But the Most High had a plan for me that I didn't see, right? But it came with starting as a servant. How can I help them? How can I support them? I mean, no matter what knowledge I have, I can't teach what they're teaching better than me. They're my teachers. So let me make their jobs easier. What area in the church that needs help that they can't fulfill? Is there an area or a niche someplace where I can help build the church so that more people can hear and understand what they're teaching me?
Come, Elder. That's exactly what Elder told me. Yeah. Come.
Exactly. And guess what? Aria is a perfect example. And say, listen, there's no one in position in this church came in looking for a position. I rarely
exactly.
seen a situation where someone asked me, I would like a position. It's very, very rare and in between. All right.
Yeah, and now,
so,
now that I see up close the work that you guys do, it's a lot to be an elder or even a deacon or any position. So guys walking in looking for positions or young guys coming in saying, I want to be important in this work, is very humbling, because you got to put in a lot of work, and the Most High has to truly call you for that work.
Yeah. And they're already important.
Yes, sir.
They're already important. They come, whatever position we are in the body is an important component. And eventually, we have to let the Most High bring you to the forefront in due time. And people can say what they want about your bladder. No one sees the bladder. But I tell you what, mm-hmm. if that bladder was to fall and didn't work, you would know how important that bladder was to the body.
Absolutely.
Right?
The whole thing is
to wait on your ministry, support what we have here, and eventually the Most High will raise you in due time. But I don't have to say that. All right?
Absolutely. And you mind if I say one more thing before we go, Elder?
Okay, go on.
Yes, sir. I just want to give a special shout-out to Dr. Truman. He's like a mentor of mine. And I want to tell you, the body is always in one spirit. It seems everything that my brother, my mother, and my sister, we have a discussion about the next week. You and Elder Lawyer drop a video on it. Elder Gabar has a podcast on it. Or Deacon Kevin in Virginia Body is teaching about it. So you know, double honors to my elders, double honors to my deacons. I think my sister wants to say hello before I hang up to you, Elder.
Hi, Elder Ricard.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on, girl?
How you doing? It's good to hear your voice, as always.
Thank you. What part of Virginia are y'all from?
We're from Newport News, Virginia, same place your father was born.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, my father was born in Newport News, Virginia. Ain't that something? Newport News.
Hey, you know, the greatest comes from down here, Elder, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, that Judah stock is strong over there, but thank you.
Come on.
Bless you, sister.
Come on.
It's real good. Yeah,
all right. Good. Well, bless you. Bless you.
Bless you, Elder. Shalom.
770 area code. 770. Last, I'm sorry, this is the last call for today. 323. You have your hand raised. 323 area code.
Oh. Hi, Elder Ricard Shiar.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. This is about the vaccine. I had my first grandchild March 17th, okay? And my daughter was not going to get any vaccines for him. And then they snuck and got the father by himself, okay, away from my daughter. And he ended up getting the vitamin K vaccine. And my daughter, when she found out, she was very upset, you know, because they wouldn't allow anybody else in the hospital. And shortly after that, you know, we're trying to figure out when are we going to be able to take the baby home. And now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the baby's breathing too fast. So now we have to stay in the hospital longer. But before that, he was okay before that vitamin K vaccine.
There's no vitamin K. That's a lie. They say vitamin. They change it so that people can get it. All right. The whole thing is, I don't care if it's boy or girl, they'll tell you that, well, if the baby has a circumcision, it allows the blood to clot. Well, the blood clots naturally in a few weeks anyway, naturally, where the body develops its own vitamins to do so. But there's side effects with that particular, and not only that, they put a lot of different diseases in that quote unquote vitamin K. So what they'll do is, if they see that you are against the satanic vaccinations that are harming children, they'll come up with they believe it or not, they have scripts. So they, if they can get the vitamin K in, that can cause an issue that would lead to now the baby have to stay in the hospital. And then they look, and during this period is where they'll try to exhibit more harm or whatever the case is now that the baby is really sick now. So that's the stupidity of the father. Okay.
Yeah.
That's number one. And at the end of the day, there's nothing no one can do but pray.
Well, yeah, because there's things, just more things are happening because I mean, I'm so hurt right now. You know, he ended up staying in hospital longer. They act like they didn't want to let him come home. And now he has, like, bumps.
What, was it a son?
Yeah, my grandson. Now he has these lumps.
So what this brother did, in essence, he allowed them to destroy his legacy. Because who knows what the mental damage has been done or whatever. He allowed them to actually come in and to destroy his seed. Now that baby have to fight against all. His babies don't have no defense but their parents. And again, they'll convince people that getting something to prevent something the child doesn't have is science. And that a parent isn't a good parent if they don't want this. It's like, yo, this is some serious psychological retardation for them to convince people. Well, I'm doing this in case something, in case your child come up with something. Well, no, my child is healthy right now. And if my child run into something, there's something God gave us called an immune system. Okay? So yeah. We don't need help with that. So now here it is, a child whose only true protector are the parents, have allowed these demons to come in and attack this innocent baby. And it's a shame because the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, none of them really care about that baby. So that shows that, and I just pray that the baby doesn't suffer from the father's straight stupidity.
I'm telling you, that's what they do. They also went against what my daughter said. She said she only wanted to breastfeed her baby, and then they snuck him in the nursery, giving him regular milk instead of listening to the mother.
This is what it comes down to. Two cannot walk together unless they be agreed. And this is what happens when you have two people who come together to bring forth a life and love each other enough for that, but don't have no insight on what to do and understand how to fight together against a system when they bring forth that life. If we're not together mentally, then something is going to come in and cause a divide. And when it comes to that science, those who believe in that science is going to turn people from those who believe in Christ. And in that moment, who will suffer? The baby will suffer. So it still comes down to these two people. It comes down to somebody choosing a person who don't have the mental capacity to understand what's going on. And through that, that's the person the devil will link into. All right? So I'll pray for the baby. What is the child's name?
His name is Iowa Lua, and I mean, I love my grandbaby so much, and I'm just so hurt. And now he has, like, these lumps on his back, and now he's getting this little lump on his head, and it's starting to get bigger, and now they're saying, like, it's this little fat or whatever, you know, fat, or he may have to have plastic surgery.
They attacked that baby because of the mother's decision. That's what happened. And they used a stupid man who's supposed to be in a position of protecting his family. They used his stupidity to do so. So I wonder at the end of the day, do we really know or does he know that his decision is leading to all of what all the symptoms and all the harm his baby is exhibiting right now? Is he putting it together, the man, the father?
I don't think so.
Well, sister, I'll make sure we do a prayer for the baby, okay?
I mean, I would really appreciate it if you would.
No problem, sister. Don't worry about it. Just pray. The power of the righteous availeth much, okay? Just pray. He's
such a beautiful baby. Okay.
I know. Hey, the baby will be fine, but it doesn't stop here. If this guy's dealing with that low level mentality, that who knows what danger that child is in for in the future, even if he make it past this one. So that's all I can say. I'll pray that his mind, that his eyes are open to understand.
Please
that.
Please don't forget about it.
I will. Don't worry about it. And bless you. And you stay in good spirit, okay?
All right.
And don't let this turn you into don't let this develop a grudge or you or some type of level of unforgiveness when it comes to your son-in-law. Pray for him. His mind ain't right. And in those hospitals, let me tell you, guys like that, even those who are at their optimum when it comes to understanding what's going on, you're up against top psychologists, and you have to understand how to battle it in such an arena as a hospital. All right, so he was just outclassed. Okay, he was outclassed. He was out of his element when it comes to dealing with them, and they realized that, you know, he wasn't too bright. Let me put it that way. So I'm going to put you on hold, sister, and eventually, don't worry about it. We're going to pray for your family and pray that hopefully this brother open his heart to understand the war he had brought his child into. Thank you.
And please pray for healing for the baby, Elder, please.
I will, sister. All right?
Shalom.
Shalom. Okay. That was a good Patreon today. Very informative. Hopefully.